Good morning again. Our theme through the Easter season of Easter is Dare to Dance. You probably know that by now because we've said it many times. What an interesting way to think about our relationship with the resurrected Jesus. When we dare to dance, we cannot worry about how good or bad we are dancing. We are just called to be willing to try. I could not help but share this clip from the show Seinfeld, which shares one of the main characters, Elaine, dance.
Hey, how was the party?
Food was good.
Yeah, so I didn't miss anything?
Well, actually, you did miss one little nugget of entertainment. Have you ever seen Elaine dance?
Elaine dance?
It's more like a full-body dry heave set to music.
Did she do the little kicks and the thumbs?
What, you mean you know about this?
For some time. It was about 5 years ago. I never knew what to say to her about it. It's one of those problems I hope would just go away.
Our dancing may not be pretty or perfect, but it is our dance, our story of faith in Jesus. Are we ready to dare to dance and share our witness? As we heard in our introduction to worship, we are to dance our dances of freedom. How does this work? The contemporary reading shared with us, dancing with us, has some information. Dancing demands a whole person, one who is firmly anchored in the center of their life, who is not obsessed by lust for people and things and the demon of isolation in their own ego. Dancing demands a freed person, one who vibrates with the equipoise of all their powers. How might we be able to give our whole selves to the dance for the resurrected Jesus? Maybe we can learn from David's dance in our children today. What if we gave our whole selves to the dance? What if we weren't worried about having all the answers or dancing perfectly, but authentically being ourselves grounded in faith? In our text from the Gospel of Luke, Jesus stands among the disciples and says, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified. They thought they were seeing a ghost. They knew Jesus. They had heard that he had been spotted around town, and yet they were afraid. Jesus asked, "Why are you frightened and why do doubts arise in your hearts?" Jesus showed his hands and his feet and then he ate some fish, all to prove to the hearers of Luke, Jesus is not a ghost. When the disciples ate with Jesus, they found joy that Jesus lives. But they still cannot believe all they are seeing and feeling. They seemed to have questions or doubts. Jesus reminded his disciples of Scripture that said, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day." Finally, Jesus reminds the disciples that they are witnesses to his life, to his death, and to his resurrection. This is the reminding them that they are to share their stories of Jesus, that they have a dance of joy to share. So what do we fear? Just like the disciples, we all have fears or anxieties. Sometimes we are unsure about our next steps in this world. For the disciples, even while in their joy at seeing Jesus post-resurrection, they were still disbelieving and wondering. Even today, we all have doubts or questions. Even though we have heard about Jesus and have felt a stirring in our heart when he is near us, we are still not sure how to share this faith or even what it means. Because for some reason in our chaotic world, we must know all the details before we can know for sure what to say. We don't need to have all the answers. Yet in faith, God has all the answers. In faith, we need to trust our hearts and get out of our heads. We may only know we have felt something or heard something like a presence or a comforting word. We may know nothing else but this. This may be the beginning of our dance. 1 John reminds us that even though we may not know our next steps, we can be sure in them because we are God's children. And we are like the one whose steps we can surely follow, the resurrected Jesus. Ralph Waldo Emerson says this, "All I have seen teaches me to trust the Creator for all I have not seen." Because Jesus lives, he is risen, we are to be witnesses. We are to share our faith stories and dance our dances of freedom, dances of hope, dances of justice, dances of love. I will close with a piece of the poem we read earlier. I praise the dance. O human, learn to dance, or else the angels in heaven will not know what to do with you. Amen.